first topic today, as advertised, is the topic of Maimid B'Dover HaMekabel Tumah. This is a major sugya, halacha lemaisa as well. So it all begins with the Gemara, like everything else. It starts with the Gemara. Here we have the Gemara, Afchof Aleph Omid Beis. Asomich Sumos Mishnah Sukhosa B'Kroya Amita K'sheira. So some achlokas we pass like Tanakama or Rabbi Yehuda, and within Rabbi Yehuda there are two reasons: one because Mamida B'Dava Shemekabel Tuma, and one is because a different reason. Ein lo keva, and the keva is a question. What that means is it generally relates to the keva we had back on the first perek. Maybe we wouldn't pass in that way. No, here keva just means deer is considered to be like a deer srucha. It's less than 10 amos, less than 10 tefachim rather. That's a shaila. So it's, of course, it's a question how to pass in halacha lemaisa. So the Rosh speaks about this question right away. How do you pass in? It's unclear in the Gemara what the bottom line is. The Rosh talks about it over here at the very beginning of the second perek. He has a very interesting shaila, interesting chap he has over here. So this is, of course, a question that we pass in this time of Ma'amid, don't we pass like Ma'amid? Because we should pass like really like Tanakama or Rabbi Yehuda, but this is usually we follow the Tanakama, but here's a machlokas amarom within Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a machlokas within Rabbi Yehuda means we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rosh has an amazing line, the bottom line. The last line on the first column here in page Tesvav, to Rabbi Yehuda, the Fushe Dibre Tanakama also, Pulekha Chalplukta. Oh, so therefore, we pass like there's no machlokas. But he does say, with a small dal of the Korban Asana, Gamaniyoma the Tam Keva Ikar, Kedisa Birishalmi. So that's he passed the question of Teva. So Keva, so he also does not hold from the Svara of Dover HaMayim. The bottom line of the Rosh is Lemaisa, Lemaisa. The whole thing of Dover HaMayim, the Kabbalah Tumah does not apply. It's Shalom Kahalocha. It's Shalom Kahalocha. Okay? That's the Rosh. What does the Ran say? Now, since we try to go quickly through some of the chorus, what does the Ran say here at the beginning of the second parak? Talks about this sugya as well. He says, "Ulinyan halacha." Bottom line, page Chav Ches, bottom right. The Rif says, "Pasuk Abiyuda." Why? Because kol hecha the shakli v'tara amuroy ali b'tachat tana. We pasuk in that way, as we know. All right, and then you have to worry about mekabel tuma. Why? Midachayish la abaye. Because Diras Keva, we don't hold like, as we saw in the first parak. So the bottom line is, you hold Kabbal Tumah, fret around the top of the second column. Af Agav, the Achshav Nogol, Ismach, Sukos, Agav, Iksolim, Shein Mesachim, Behem, Shein Gidulim, and Ahurts. So number one, you see a Chiddush over here, Rabbi Osaim, that Lavdavka, Kabbal Tumah, but anything which is not Roy for Schach is not Roy to be Maimon either. The Balita disagrees. So it's only no, only Davim, Kabbal Tumah. Why? What's the difference? So one of the reasons we suggested, because Hilchos Kabbalah's Tumah is very, very obscure. We don't know anything about it. So complicated. Spoke a little about it yesterday. So therefore, you're afraid to make a mistake. But other things which are not Roy, the Sachab, and there's no mistaking them, and therefore there's no Gzeir of Maimon. But the Ran disagrees. Is it that there's no, because the wall presumably is Mechubal Lekarka. It would not be Mechabal Tumah. But still not Roy, the Sachab, but made from bricks or whatever it may happen to be. Rocks, yeah. He says, "Mishum delo shchiach lesachem bechayotzi behem." Right. Therefore, that's it. It's not shchiach. It's not shchiach. So we're not afraid they're going to be besachem. So you see from the Ran Klor, although he does paskin the reason of Maimid, but he explains it's only a gzeir Hashem yisachem. It's not an intrinsic psul. Not an intrinsic psul. Then he quotes a noagim to make a certain hekera. You put a little thing in between. Tzbidus Chasidus B'Yamahu. Atkan, what the Ran has to say. Does the Rosh agree that the Rosh denies that we paskin Dover HaMaimon? But if we would paskin Dover HaMaimon, what would the reason be according to the Shittas HaRosh? Get an impression that if, according to the Rosh, the reason for Dover HaMaimon is a real din. It's not just a chashash shem yisachach bo. Oh no, get an impression it's a real din. The Korban Nesana points this out. Rabbeinu Sivkot and Gimel at the end. The Medina Asur Kamosha Kosav Rashi. Oh, he pins it on Rashi. The Rashi says that way. Because when Rashi discusses Dabar HaMaimid, Rashi says as follows: Hol ve'ikwa shel schach elu ma'amidon havik ilu sicha b'davar mekabel tuma. Doesn't say it's a gzera shema. It's a real din. Okay, so we add everything up. According to the Rosh, it's a real din. We don't paskin that way. According to the Ran, it's not a real din. It's only gzera. We do paskin that way. But no one passes this that way, ikar din, right? Well, it's a bach. The bach takes the worst of everybody. I mean, the most chum of everybody. If you paskin ma'amid, and not only because it's a gzera, it's medina. Medina d'oraisa, probably not. But it may be medina d'rabbana, maybe even d'oraisa. It's not completely clear. So this is the shita of bach. So the bach does hold that way. We paskin ma'amid, and B, the reason is an intrinsic reason, not just kacha. Okay? So, fine. Now, halacha lemaisa, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? We are Shulchan Aruch Yidden, right? Well, we try to be Shulchan Aruch Yidden. But there is steeris galore within the Shulchan Aruch with respect to Dover HaMayim. We'll begin at the end of Tav Resh Lamed. End of Tav Resh Lamed, that's where our sugya is found. That's Samuch Sukkos of the Kriyamita. It would be instructive to see what reason is given in the Shulchan Aruch for this halacha, right? Hello, Pacific Gimel, Hasamach Sukkos al Kroy Amita, Kroy Mechitzis, Im Yesh Begobi Yotokha Min Amita Lesach Ksheira, Lav Psula. Why? Why? Because Ein Lo Keva, obviously. So what do you see from this Mechaber? He's not worried about Dabar Amayimad Mechaber Tumid. He doesn't care. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, Tov Resh Lamed, Sif Yud Gimel. Okay? Pasha Pshat. Turn back to Tov Resh Chav Tes, Rabbi Stir Minei Ubei, from one sif to the next. In sif ches, the chaber klunsos haksuka b'masmeirish or barzal l'kashim b'blos or begun, ain't k'peda. Why ain't k'peda? And the pashup shah is why? Because we don't care about me'mayim d'avar kabotum. The problem is, if zayin yesh listapek imuta lehaniach sulam alagak l'sachak al-gabov. Nu, what are you worried about? Worst case, it's a davar. It's a question. You could argue, is it a maimon, not called a maimon? Who cares if it's a maimon? Oh, that's the steer. So the proper answer to it's not only is a steer in the Shulchan Aruch, it's a steer in the Maharil, it's a steer in the Truma Sadeshin. Don't have time to go into all the various sources, but everyone's steeris galore. The best answer to all the steeris is that when we discuss Sulam, we don't mean the Sulam as a Dover HaMaimit. No, maimon is not really a problem. The answer is that the sulam is yibim sachek with the sulam. With the sulam. Right? That's the answer. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah of Beis. Yesh me'achronah shemefarshi. This, I think it's a simpler pshat. I think it's a more accurate pshat if you look at the original sources. What? Hasafek yomutu l'sachek b'sulamos. Umayr shasulam u'rachav abatfachem d'schach posel and apostel el b'amstel pachot d'al tov, as we shall see later today. This is probably the more accurate answer. The question can be used the latter itself is schach, not maimon. We're not worried about maimon. That's it's generally accepted that this is the truth. This is the generally accepted view. So davar maimon, we don't have to worry about mechlal. We're going to spend so much time talking about it that what me worry. Bottom line is that at the end of the day, push comes to shove, we don't pass the maimon. Okay? No. This, having said that, there are those who disagree and say no. Yesh min achronim, I'm reading the Mogan Avraham. The Mai Besulam Shein Rachav is Rachav Bavadei Shlomo Lahachmir Tzvei Skibu and the Sachabo Mogan Masavik Hu Talak Koponim Bichlam Maimon Hu. Like the Ran, and it's okay. Where do we find such a concept? It's no good, and b'di'evit it is good. Well, take a look at the Mishnah itself. What does it say? Hasomech sukosu b'kroy amita ksheira. That gives an impression, yeah, you did it as ksheira, but you shouldn't be doing it. It's only b'di'evet. So that fits in with the pshita of the Mogan Avraham. That's a chatchila, you should not be using a davar shemekabel tuma as a maimon. And b'di'evet, it's okay. And that's considered the generally accepted practice. And we try, if we can, to avoid the Rahman. I don't think that's we spend the whole time talking about it, because we try to follow this opinion. Otherwise, it'll just be Hilchasul Mashiach. We don't pass it that way. Okay, you follow me? So far, Rabbi Osai, so good. Good. Now, let us go a little bit further and try to see what this is all about. Most authorities assume that even if a machmer and davar mekabel maimed, does not apply to the walls. As we saw before, the Ran says the walls is a general rule they never were machmer on. The reason he gives is because we're not usually using this material of the walls to be mesachek b'ayim. Sfasema suggests we never worry about the walls because the walls are an intrinsic part of the sukkah. It's against what the other Rishonim say, but he makes that suggestion. So we're not so much about the walls as such. So what is the problem then? The problem is primarily we'll call it the cross beams or the support systems of the sukkah. So we try if we can to be machmir whenever possible. Fine. Now, any questions? This is just a basics. And I'm because I know I learned my lessons from last Shishirim, skipping from the beginning, not skipping at the end. So we're not going to go into all the steers and the marils and the trumos adeshens. Just take it from me that the best answer to all these questions is what we just said until now, that they're machmir when it comes to various issues of sulam, for example, as such, as we saw the first opinion in the Mishnah Berurah, but they are really, at the end of the day, not really worried about Dovah Ma'amah B'Dovah Ma'amah Tumah at all, strictly speaking. Okay? Again, the Bach has his own Shita, as I told you before, but generally speaking, we don't follow the Bach at all, and the Maril and Jumas Hadesh, we should understand the way we just explained it, based on the first opinion of Mishnah Berurah. Good. We go on to the next topic. The next topic is, Rabbi Osai, what about someone who wants to be mesachech, or be ma'amid, I should say, with something which is mekabel tumah mid-rabbonon? That's a legitimate question. Maybe we should say that the whole din of davar ma'amid is, we call it a gzeira. So if it's a gzeira, so we should not worry about it if it's a dirabbonon. If it's a dirabbonon, yeah, fine. So the Ritva talks about it. I'll just take a minute to read you what the Ritva says. The Ritva is here in our sugya, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, in Masechta Sukkah. And the Ritva writes as follows. There we go. V'chara melef shem ha'am v'dabu kamatuma, g'zeh v'shem ha'am v'l'sachet bo. Okay? Nu ait fanes. So he suggests, what? You imagine that? He wants to say what it says for kulan ksherim d'tfanis. That's a mishnah you base him in alf. But no, the schach is not being held up by the walls that it is traditionally, but by an independent system of things which are not mekabel tumah. Inami, the kol shein isur the schach by elam gzeirah the rabbanon kon chavilin lo gozu bo smicha ugzeru le gzeruhi. Rabbi Osai, this is a famous ritva. That you're allowed to be imam and bedava and mekabel tumah with the rabbanon, otherwise would be considered a gzeira l'gzeira, a gzeira l'gzeira. Fine, that's what he says. And I told you already, the Balahitur says that if the walls, if they're attached to the ground, are not mekabel tumah, and he was any road of sacher b'hem, we don't make gzeiras only by mekabel tumah, and then you're typically not mekabel tumah. I'm just giving you this lowdown over here. Fine. Fine, so far, both sides, so good. Okay. It's a very, very important line in the Ritva and in the Baal Hibdur. Let's take a look and see what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Tof Reish Lamed Sif Aleph. Let's open up. Tof Reish Lamed Sif Aleph. Says the Bialocha. I in the Bach. It should be Machman in the Tfanas. It's posel midoraisa. Interesting. And he quotes the Gra. Why? Because of the poskim who say, "Ein ma'midin maschach b'dava posel maschach gzeres shem yavu l'sachach b'hen." must have independent condition. So that's what it's, so it made the cut, this chumra, into the bir halach. Okay? That's what it says over here. That it's kolad v'ram k'shem l'tfanas. So he quotes authorities that are more, a little bit more strict. A little more strict. Okay? And some want to say that we should be worried about b'mam and b'davar b'kabal tuma, even with respect to the tfanas. Fine. Some want to suggest a distinction between something which is only a gzera, that, as the Ritva's case, a gzera le gzera, which is a gzera de rabbanon, with all guys doing a gzera le gzera, versus mekabel tumah de rabbanon, we should be machmir. I repeat, mekabel tumah de rabbanon. As a matter of fact, here the Gra over here seems to say it's mutter, it's quoted by the Bir Halacha. But if you look in the Mishnah Brura, Tav Reish Chav Tes, Sif Katan Chav Hey, here it says as follows. He says something to Mekabel Kuma de Rabbanon, and therefore you shouldn't put these things on the Schach. Lahach Ziko, or Tachas Aschach, Lahamid Aschach Afil Nishbru. Now, over here the source is, if you look carefully, it comes back to the Vilna Gaon, seems to also be Machmer over here, and the distinction is drawn by many between a Gzera de Rabbanon and a Din de Rabbanon. No Gzera the Gzera, if they're both Gzeras. But if it's a Din de Rabbanon, not a Gzera, then you can't say it goes in Gzera the Gzera. By the way, I should add one more point which we neglected earlier, that here it's discussing a situation in the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Hei, Lahachziko, is Hachzaka the same as Ha'amada? What does Hachzaka mean? It's holding it there. It's not supporting it. It's just keeping it there. That shouldn't blow away. It's of this nature. That's a big question. So there were those who understood the Maharil with the whole Sulam situation as being Machmir, not only if the Pesach is supported by the ladder, but if the ladder is preventing it from flying away. But according to what we said earlier, that it's all a mistake. In other words, it's theory of the Maharil. The Maharil is only saying you shouldn't use the ladder as schach proper. The first opinion of Mishnah Berurah that we saw before, that there's no raya whatsoever that being machzik something is the same as being maimed. And since maimed itself is only a chumra midrabbanan, we pass, can be open. Many posts say they don't have to worry about it at all. So it's yesh makom lahakel when it comes to what we call a machzik. And I'm very machmir, I'm a machmir in something else called pikuach nefesh. People have schach all over the place, and it comes a big wind, and it flies away, it could kill somebody, Rahman al-Islam. So I think you should make sure to keep it fastened down very well. Maimit? So number one, we don't really pass in Maimit. Number two, as I'm telling you now, the idea of being machzik is the same as being Maimit is very, very iffy. And the whole basis is from a misinterpretation of the Maril when it comes to the Sulam. So there's much more room to be making when it comes to being machzik as opposed to becoming Mamid, again, because the alternative is Pshat is based upon, I believe, a mistaken read of the Maharil. Are you also with me so far? Mishabura's Chumra, yeah, he quotes Chumra. I'm not denying that there are Chumras out there.
That's from the history of the Maharil. That's where it comes from.
That's what I think. I think it's based on a misread, if you ask me. That's my opinion. Okay, good. Rabosai, with me so far? Right. Trying to skip as much as we can so we will end early today, make up from our previous latenesses. Okay, Siyata Deshmaya, lean at him. All right. Yeah. Okay. Now we come, Rabosai, to what may be one of the biggest controversies in this entire sugya, which is the sugya, the shalom is called Maimid the Maimid. Oh, Maimid the Maimid. What does that mean? So, Chazanish, who is Machmer in his shalom, says that when the walls he's more or less making. But once you get to the top, you can't have any metal anywhere. Normally, what do? We take beams and we knock the beams together with nails. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's not a problem. We just read it. You can't do that. You have to use pegs, wooden pegs. So if you go to Bnei Brak, you'll see many, many sukkahs. This, you know, can't. Lo sonef aleim barzel. I don't have the impression by the Mizbeach. There's no metal up there. Because the Chazanish said you should use wooden pegs. Otherwise, it's what we call a maimid, the maimid, which is a problem. Which is a problem. That's what the Chazanish says. It's famous. Yes.
Is it clear in the Chazanish that Mikra the din and you for sure passing the maimid is not makiv?
The Chazanish shows that the whole thing of maimid bichlal is not makiv. He says it beferish. We don't pass in maimid. But maspul lechatchila. So if you want to be makiv lechatchila, once you're doing it, imkvar, askvar. So get it right. So Rabbi Osai, where's it all boils down to? How do you read the Rishonim? We're not here to make new chidush. We can't. We're just plain people. But how do you read the Rishonim? So I think it's worthwhile looking at the back a little bit and seeing an expression of the Ramban and the Ran to see what this is machlokas is all about. You shouldn't just say yes, no, maybe. Look at the sources. So one of the sources is a Ramban and Melchamas Hashem. Take a look at it, please. It's on page Chav Zayin in our print. Very end of page Chav Zayin in the old print. If someone has it, it's page Yudav and Aleph, I believe. Very end. He says as follows. Vani Omer, the last five lines. Somach Sukasa b'mechubak shesomach makabal tuma. Right? Against the Balaiter. I will also sukos of Rosh Ilan Shashanuk Shera. Haina also defanos al ha'ilan. The walls are on the tree. Vesomech schach aleim on these walls. And we bit studen. Shabbos kuftan da'al. Come back to that. Timikomakom. Eino mamid mamish v'mechubar. Ela shemechubar somech es ha'mamid. Which some interpret to mean what? Come on, you got it. Mamid the mamid. No, no, no. V'chayotzi v'zeich shiru. The Maise Karka be Alma Kovid. Oh, that all starts from here. Chazanish claims that the only time we can be making it, it's Maise Karka be Alma Kovid. It's just serving as the floor. Haina da Abai, da Masicha Gabi Mita, Shino Atzale Kundesin, Omdin, Vesicha Gagabon, Kshera, because the only thing that's working over there is the bed as a floor. The floor is no problem. But if it's anything besides the floor, it is a problem. Ad kan divrei chazanish. Now before we go and say that we don't think that's pshat in the Rishonim, but you can't just machavek the chazanish, what's pshat? What's pshat a chazanish? Why should it be that way? Why? Why should it be that way? So some could say, well, there's no alternative, you know, because everything, or it's all of my mothers, everything at the end goes back to the floor, right? See, the floor can't be messed up with the dust of the earth. So, like, you can't help it. That's one way to say it. Don't look for logic. You just can't help it. We saw the Savior, the Birchas Avram, a very beautiful Savior, which we quoted this one and one time, I think, this whole year, I think so far, is this piece with a very fascinating idea. Really a fascinating idea. We thought, if Maimon is Meikir Adin, we give the Tzach the din of the Maimon. That's what we thought. We can say the other way around, though. No, the maimon is considered part of the schach, and therefore all the laws of schach apply to it. And the first pshat is the hashlama, ki ilu haschach mekabel tuma. That's exactly what the hashlama said, but Rashi didn't quite say that. Rashi did not use that expression. Rashi was very careful to use a different expression. Rashi didn't say it the way the hashlama said it. Okay. How did Rashi say it? Take a look back in the Chof Aleph from the base. Keep one hand in the rift. We're coming right back in a minute. What was Rashi's expression on Chof Aleph from the base? He didn't say, as if you're Mesachek B'davar Mekabel Tumu, which is exactly what the Hashlama said, but a bit of a different expression. What did he say? Let's read Lashon of Rashi. Keilu sichech bedarva mekabel tuma. He interprets it to mean, not the way I said until now, that since the mab is mekabel tuma, we give the schach astaz mekabel tuma. That doesn't quite say that, Beferish. It's as if the maimed is also part of the schach. Ah, but if that's the case, suggests the Birchas Avram, that only applies when it comes to things which are tolush, which are movable, but something which is attached to the ground, such as the ground itself, you can't say that you're using the ground as schach. That's ridiculous. Imagine you have a sukkah and a bor. You're not going to say that the wall of the bor is part of the schach, even though it's holding up the schach. So too when it comes to a tree, right? Or the karka itself. It's not part of the schach. So that's how he gives a lumdush pshat in this interpretation of the chazish of the Ramban, only maisa karka, not a balabata pshat, which the Avnei Nezer talks about. You have no choice. Everything ultimately rests on the ground. It gives a lumdush pshat. You can't say that the ground, or things part of the ground, is considered part of the schach. Okay, in any event. But is this correct? Now the Ran does quote the Lashon of the Ramban. He does say that. Rabbi Osai, he does say that. Mentions the expression of the Ramban. That's on page Chof Ches. Right column. Wide line 2. The Maisa Karka Bi'alma Ka'ovit. Oh, so if you take that literally, it's a problem. But the Ran himself says later on that it's not so. The same Ran who uses the expression of Maisa Karka Bialma, he does loyally quote it from the Ramban, but the Ran has something else which says exactly the reverse. It's on the very next page. He says as follows. He says towards the very end of page Chavtes, came in the Ilan Lochazir the Sichuk. Okay? So he says, Afa Pisha Akshav Kundasin is smoking the Ilan. Kule Hilo Gazvinan came in the Mifsky Kundasin Ben Ilan and Schach. Now the Kundasin are not Maisa Karka, they're poles. No. You see that the Ran held the Pashup Shah, Maimid the Maimid. And that's what the Ra'or said, that's what the Ritvo said. They use expression maimed de maimed. So, again, they say beferish, maimed de maimed is mutter. So, the Ritva says the beferish. The Ran and effects that are over here, notwithstanding the fact that he used the expression of maisa karka, and therefore I want to say the Ramban also held that way. And I had a shtikl raya that I was right. Shtikl raya, I can't say it's a karka, but Chadish, you know, was much smarter than all of us. But when the Ramban quotes the Gemara back into Chav Zayin, end of the daf, he gives an inami. Right? What do you say? Inami bitstodim kadisa bishil shabbos kufna dalam and beis. Well, in that case, Rabbi Osai, the Elon is not a maisa karka at all. It's the wall, it's not the ground. And nonetheless, the Ramban gives the same expression of maisa karka beyond makovet with respect to the wall as well. It's left out of the floor. What he probably means is, you get it, maimid de maimid. So as Rabbi Shlomo Zalman points out in the Tshuva, Mincha Shlomo, which we spoke about, he holds a Meiri, also says the same thing, because there's many, many posts can say, don't take the words Maisa Karka so literally. No. The Chazon Ish HaTorah brings a number of proofs to demonstrate that he is correct. He says, the Ramban said, Somech Sukos Al Kray Amita, is what's the case? He gives exactly the case. Right? The very last line. Shenoat Olea Kundesin Omdin Vesicha Galgamon Ksheira. So he understood it to mean that you have just four kriyamita, four legs, and they go up. You can't hold schach on four legs, it'll collapse. What must it mean? There are cross beams. Cross beams, what's the problem? Maimid the Maimid. You see, the Maimid the Maimid is a problem according to the Ramban. And we suggested no. We saw the picture in the Oz Vahada Gemara, whatever it was, Sifta, whatever, one of the Gemaras, your picture, you had a whole bunch of picture books. No, not the four cross beams, four little legs. It's like a bed that we have, sometimes we have double decker beds where the front and the back have full walls. Full walls. And I think the Shulchan Aruch says so. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. Don't trust me. The Shulchan Aruch, if you read it straight, that's what it says. Tofresh Lamed Sif Yud Gimel. We didn't pay careful attention before. Hasomech Sukoso Al Kraya Mita Vakraayim Heim Mechitzis. Didn't say there are four legs in the corners. There are full mechitzis. Right? There are two full mechitzis, and the schach goes from one to the other. Not maimed to maimed, just maimed proper. That's what we suggested. And the Chazal had a different proof with the Rana Midas Chasidus. We thought also, it's only a case where the schach goes, like in many, you buy the prefab sukkahs, it'll be 12 by 12, and there's like a 12-foot bamboo poles, goes from end to end, nothing in between. That's the kind of case we spoke about before. So you want to be machmir, you put a little something in between, and be this chassidus. People do all the time. They buy the prefab, it's all metal. They wrap the canvas around the top of the metal, and they put the bamboo poles straight on top. It's a minus chassidus. You know, when in our sukkah, I should have talked to Tamil last week to show my sukkah. That was a mistake. That was a big mistake. I should have showed you my terrace in the back of the house where I showed you what I'm going to describe now. So we have now, I'll just get a minute description. When we first moved in, there had been previously an awning. So the awning was someone that had drilled into the floor and into the walls a whole metal frame, full metal frame, with, you know, so it had a bunch of things attached into the brick wall, a bunch of metal things, and then a bunch of metal things, and a full three-sided, you know, let's say, I would say it's about a little less than about 5-something feet high, and they had coming down from the higher point on the top wall of the wall, coming down 4 or 5 cross angular supports for the awning. I never saw it. By the time we got the awning, it was gone. All that was left was the metal. So my first sukkah I spent there, which was... that's going on 40 years ago. So one of the choshev of Alabatim came. He said, go buy lumber, buy me U-bolts. I'll come with a drill. And he drilled holes. I have 2 left hands. He has 2 right hands. And he made me a beautiful sukkah. We still have the same sukkah. It got warped. And this. And it's basically the same sukkah. Oh. The problem is, so there's no problem. So we have wood going across. Yes, we knocked the wood in with metal. Okay, we're not chazanishniks. Okay, but it's wood. The problem is, we're not those metal supports come down. Right, this reaches a point where you can't go underneath it anymore. You have to go on top of it. So one of my sons was machmir like the midas chasidus. He took little twigs, and at those 5 spots where the sukkah came down, he put twigs between the tape between the metal and the bamboo. I don't think it's necessary, but okay, Midas Chasidus. But Mikra Adin, based on what we learned just yesterday, what we said before, we discussed in the case of whether the metal wiring, if you will, that holds the mats together, is that called the Davar HaMaimis? So the post can say no, because if the metal weren't there, the little reeds would stay there anyway. So in my case, if you took away that metal, what would happen? The sukkah would come down and rest on the support underneath, like everything else rests. So you don't even need that metal. It's just doesn't accomplish anything. So we no longer use those twigs. We're not such big chassidim anymore. Midas chassidus. I hold the sukkah as kosher l'chol hadeis, mikra adin. And even if those who were about maimed a little bit, if you were about maimed demaimed, then it's a potential problem. But as I said, the post will say it's almost impossible to really worry about that from the halacha lemaisa perspective. Just to chazer again, why it's almost impossible to be machmir. Again, there's a lot of stuff with the chazanish back and forth. I'm skipping, but the post can point out. Look, the Shulchan Aruch has to be matarit. Why? Because the 2 terutzim in Magen Avraham to answer all the steers. According to one, we don't pass the maimon at all. That's probably the truth to answer. That the Sulam is only given Mimusaka with the Sulam. Okay. The second answer that the Mogan Avram says, he says Beferish, that Maimid the Maimid is Mutter. Those are the 2 answers that the Mogan Avram gives, right? That in case of the Kulunsos, it's Maimid the Maimid. So to be Maimid the Maimid, you're going against the Shulchan Aruch for sure. For sure. Now the Bach, okay, the Bach. The Bach has a chumrah, so maybe we try to be Yotzei Shitas HaBach. Okay, that I can understand. But Meikah we didn't be dinner to Shulchan Aruch, it has to be Mutter either Mutter Lechatchila or Soli Mutter B'Dieved. And that's why I think there's no way to bend out of shape about this. Any questions, Rabbosai? Okay, we did a short version of the famous Sugya of Maimon, so we have enough time to discuss the remaining Sugyas. The Siyata Shemayim try to finish early today. Okay, so what are the remaining Sugyas? We have to discuss a Sugya, Rabbosai. A few things left at the end of the first parrot. We'll start with Daf Yud Zayin. Everyone turn to Daf Yud Zayin, please. Fundamentally, I have to discuss Yud Zayin, Yud Ches, Yud Tes. Those three dapim, whatever we can, you know, not three full dapim, but a few highlights here and there. So here we are taught, Avir posel b'shlosha, schach posel b'abo. That's what Tzemach Logos, if you look at the little gimel, that's how we have it to paskin, la'alocha l'maisa. Okay? Very good. There may be opposite opinions. That's the psak halocha l'maisa. Fine? Okay, that's what we paskin. Other poskim disagree, based on the Rishalmis, but again, this is the bottom line of Shulchan Aruch, we paskin this way. Okay, fine. What's one of the rights we paskin this way? Because there is an opinion which shows that it's Dalet Amis, even V'emtza, but the Ramban says if that's the case, then Dofen Akuma is not a unique thing. And it says back on the Vav, Dofen Akuma is Aloch L'Moshe Mi'Sinai. So that's what we paskin that Schach Posel is B'dalet Tvachim, and not B'dalet Amis B'emtza. Only B'tzad, it's Dalet Amis. Okay, very, very good. Fine. So far, so good. So now, in discussing this question, we run into a couple of serious issues. Tosfos is the following shaila. Take a look over here in Tosfos. Maybe we should first look and try to figure out how to get to do this as fast as possible. Let's look on the Rush for a minute. It's only fair. Let's look at the Rush and Siman Lamed Beis. He says, a Rif Pasuk is Shmuel, and the Bahag Pasuk like Rav. And the Rishalmi sounds that way. Avir posel begimel, schach posel, and a posel ele b'dalet amis. Okay, that's that sheet. Ramban says, this is the top of column 2, page 8 base, amachvil like the riff. And he gives the explanation why, which we just gave. Dofen akuma is a lochel moshe misinai. Right, then the chen posel, a Rambam's dalet should be. We already had the Ramban before, it's a typo. Be'emtza posel b'dalet, okay. So we pass on halacha lemaisa. Be'emtza posel b'dalet, dalet tfachim, schach posel would pass. Okay. This is the psak. Let's open up the Shulchan Aruch. This time the big Shulchan Aruch. Tov reish lamed beis sif aleph. Tov reish lamed beis sif aleph. You don't have one, open the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. So he says, when is this? B'med v'amurim, end of Sif Aleph. B'sukah gedola, yesh b'yoser al schach, posel shiva al shiva tvachim. Aba b'sukah ktana, she'ein bo al shiva al shiva, b'ein b'emtze, b'ein b'natzad, b'shlosha tfachim psula b'pachas mishlosha ksherim. The distinction is drawn between a sukkah gedola and a sukkah katana. Right? Where does it say this? So the Vilna Gaon here in Ozvav says you have to look in two places, Yud Zayin Amud Beis and Yud Ches Amud Aleph. So we said we're going to do Daf Yud Zayin. Yud Zayin Amud Aleph we did already. Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara says that in a sukkah ktana, it's shavi shiurayu, the shi would be three tfachim, both avir and schach posel. So what does that mean? That if you have, for argument's sake, a 3.6 tfachim of schach kosher, and 3.4 tfachim of schach posel, so you might have said, why shouldn't it be good? Right? Only four tfachim pasel. No, it wouldn't be good. You need more than that. How much more than that? How much schach kosher do you really need? How much schach kosher do you really need? So it says, "Avasuka katana shein ba'al shiva al shiva." Then three pasul says the Megillat Avraham gimel ena medukta tafil yesh bo tes umachta. Three will pasul. So the Megillat Avraham understands you have to have 7 by 7 of schach kosher. And Eli Rabba disagrees and says, "No, that's not true. It's very meduktuk. If it's 7 by 7 exactly, then it's no good. But if it's 7.1, so you have 4.1 schach kosher and 2.9 schach posel, then it would be good." That's a big machlokes between the Megillat Avraham and the Eliyahu Rabbah. It goes back to the Yukim and Rishonim, which we don't have time to go into right now. It's a fascinating question. Oh, yes, sir.
If you're saying, according to Megillat Avraham, if you have 6 by 6 kosher schach, the remaining is posel, then the whole thing's posel.
Oh, that's another question. That's a very good question.
You think he
needs 7 by 7? Oh. So the Megillat Avraham says you need, the fact that he says 9.5 is no good. What does it mean 9.5 is no good? You have 6.5 kosher and 3 posel is no good. That's what he says. Now, Eliyahu Rabbah says, as long as you have 4.1 kosher, it's good. There are room for compromise views. For example, the Bikur Yaakov says, if there is 4.5 kosher and 2.5 posel, it would be good. It would be good. So that would be good. Like the Eliyahu Rabbah in that respect. But he concedes if there's 4 tzvachim of schach posel, it's a mokum choshuv. Mokum choshuv. You know what I would say? Split it in half. Very nice, you have 4 schach posel. But I have, Rabosai, I have 4.5 schach kosher. All I need is 2.5 more. So, just take a saw in your mind, and you get to the 7 tefach mark, take a saw. So what do you have? 4.5 kosher, 2.5 posel. The remaining 220, 100, 1,000, a million, I don't care what's on the other side, forget about it. Dal meyocha. So that, the Kuryaga was not willing to say that. No. He denies that. That's a fascinating thing. It's why this sugya becomes very, very interesting. It's really a fascinating sugya. It really is. This sugya is quite interesting, Rabosa. An interesting sugya. Oh. Oh. Now, take a look at the Korban Asanel, Rabosai. Simon Lamed Hey, Sivkot and Zion. Simon Lamed Hey, Sivkot and Zion. You'll say, it's out of place. It's out of place. What am I talking about over here? What am I doing over here? So it's a sukkah, Psalei Yotzim and a sukkah. So you may recall that the Gemara has 4 different versions of what Psalei Yotzim and a sukkah is. And the most famous one, which we know back from Daf Dalet already. Remember Daf Dalet? We never got a chance to talk about it in the Chazor because we ran out of time. They have an Itztaba. Remember the Itztaba case? There's an Itztaba, which is a raised platform. So from the Itztaba to the top is less than 20 amos, so it's kosher. It says Rashi, not only is it kosher on the Itztaba, it's kosher the entire sukkah's kosher. Right? Why? Psalei Yotzim and HaSukkah is kosher. As long as the sukkah, the schach on top is fundamentally kosher, it's more than 20 is a problem, but it's fundamentally kosher schach, psalei goren v'yekev. So we apply a principle. And the Gemara that says that is the Gemara Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, who came to number 3, I think it is. Maybe number 2, perhaps. Rabbi Rav Yosef. Right, so apparently it works. One wall sticks out. So funny, there are only 2 walls, right? This wall and this wall sticks out. This wall only sticks out a little bit. It's good all the way to the end, right? That's the chiddush of the Gemara. Fine. So Rabosai, look in the Gemara, Yudalim and Beis. Oh, we also had no time to look at it until now, but this is a fascinating Gemara. Yudalim and Beis was the very end. What's going on over here? What do you have a case? The last three lines. Ancha puma de metalalta. You have something at the very edge, the mouth, if you will, of the sukkah. Rashi eats a ruach revi, ancient dolphin. The ayil tlos of the gaf, three tefachim are inside. The apik chad of the bat the neser lebar. Now the psali otzim in a sukkah, chol psali otzim in a sukkah nidun kesukkah. Right, and therefore we say that the you have a neser of dalit. You only need three. Doesn't matter because since the if everything would be kosher, you could sit beyond the walls. So too, now that it's neser dalit extent, it's enough to pasul b'shem gzeres nesarim. So Rav Simcha Midesa asked Rabbeinu Shel Olam, there's no wall. There's no wall extending at all. Nothing. And if you test, there is a wall. So what did he want to say? The Chumra, we say Psalios even if there's no wall. Lekula, only if there is a wall. That's Rav Simcha Midesa, the way how we got out of this, how we got out of this problem. But the Oral Chaner is a brilliant interpretation. I think the Oral Chaner is 100% right. 100% right. Rashi, Rabosai, back on Dav Dalit. So we start up Psalyosi, Dav Dalit. Give a look, if you will. Dav Dalit, Rashi, Dibra Masel, Kshera. Look, Kshera, it's the chubby lines, like the neither skinny nor fat. In between, what does he say? He quotes Psalyosi min Asukkah, Dav Yutes. And how's the end? She'ein lo hechshet fanos, nidon kesukkah. Doesn't say you have some walls, you have no walls. No walls. Aye, but the Gemara says one wall extends. Says the Halakha Oral Chaner, no, we got it wrong. Look at the Gemara after your test. What, another brilliant diyuk in Lashon Gemara. Mamish Gaval, I don't know, it slipped me by before I saw this Oral Chaner. We should say, why didn't we think of this? You see a correct chat, why didn't we think of this, right? What does it say over here? The expression of the Gemara is as follows: Mao de tema less lehechsher sukkah. I would have said Mao de tema, there aren't enough walls. No, that's not a Mao de tema. And what does the word hechsher sukkah mean? We have an expression a little bit earlier. What does it mean? Abinan shlosh tefanos bedika. Abinan hechsher sukkah. What does it mean over the hechsher sukkah? Zayin al zayin bedika. So if that's what hechsher sukkah means, Mao de tema over here later on, the what? There's no extra sukkah. What does that mean? Says the Oral Chaner as follows. Take a look over here in Rashi Mao. Mao, the Tema, this fifth wide line, came on the lo mamshich dofen sheni bahada muchach milsei to be ape nafshehi voles bashivet tvachem vech kechshir sukkah. What does that mean? That means the fact that one wall stuck out doesn't make it better. It makes it worse. If you had no wall sticking out, for sure there's a heter psayotzim in a sukkah, both the kula and the chumra. The chumra daf yudalit, the kula daf yutes, and on daf dalit, with no walls. The fact that you have one wall conveys an impression that that wall that sticks out should be viewed independently. And therefore, let's say for argument's sake, that wall stuck out six tvachim beyond the wall, which is parallel to it. So that's considered an independent unit and doesn't have 7x7. Kamash Malon, you don't say that. Why don't you say that? The same as Shlishis Afilu Tefach works. So too, if the Shlishis is 20 Tvachim and the other side is 26 Tvachim, it's also good. That's the Chiddush, Rabosai. That's the Chiddush. Wow. So that's a whole new interpretation. I think Aruch HaNer is 100% correct. Kay Nirali. Fine, Kay Nirali. Good. That's what I think. I think it's 100% right, the Oral Chaner. I think it's the correct pshat, and if that's the correct pshat, we should not look for further pshat. It's the correct pshat. It works. I'm going to assume that it is, in fact, correct. Fine. We should discuss the question for a minute of the idea that you have schach posels for tvachim and avir is three tvachim. What's the difference, right? So the Taz says that, you know why? Because Aver is nearer the Ayin Tfei. And the Korban Asanel asked the Kasha, take a look at Simon Lamed Vav, Sif Kotten Lamed. Since we're Korban Asanel fans today, big time. Let's take a look at Simon Lamed Vav, Sif Kotten Lamed. The Simon Talaver, Arab Balataz, Nosan Tam, Lama Avir, Gimel Vishach Puzzle. Liadati Mirich Richel Itin Tam, Ahalocha Lamoshim Yisinai, Eilu Yosim Alocha, it's Alocha Lamoshim Yisinai. What are you giving reasons for? What kind of, who needs reasons? It's Ahalocha Lamoshim Yisinai. That's what the Korban Asanel says. That's all. Gemara rejects the reason which was given by the, rejects it. I should tell you that the Netziv says the other way around. One wall sticks out, it's considered to be a Sukkah Lahokel, and not the Hachmir. The exact opposite of Rav Simcha Midesoy. I just mentioned it in passing. Good. Narabosai, we have the Sugya on Daf Yud Ches Amun Aleph, but we're not finished with Yud Zayin. We're going to go back and forth. On Yud Ches Amun Aleph, the Gemara has an interesting discussion. But the Gemara says, on Yud Ches Amun Aleph, Yesh Lava Biemza, or Ein Lava Biemza. It's a machlokas who? Rav Acha V'Ravina. Rav Acha V'Ravina. Okay. Rav Acha V'Ravina. Good. So the reason why it would be kosher if the schach, if there's a gap of three, less than three tefachim in the middle, why would it be kosher? It would be kosher because of Yesh Lavud B'Emtza. That would be, if it's kosher, that's why it's kosher. Okay? Fine. Rabosai, so far, so good. A whole Sugya Second Moshe, you don't have time to go into right now. On that Yud Zayin Omen Aleph, take a look, Rabosai, in Tosis. Take a look in Tosis. Rabosai, take a look. A few important things. Avir Posel, right? What's that? Avir is Posel with three Tfachim. When do we apply this principle of Avir? Take a look at the two Tosos, Avir and Ilu. Let's go quickly. Avir, Posel, Kol Asukah, Bishlosh, B'Emtza, B'Emtzah, Schach Posel, only be Abba, B'Emtza, there's no Dofan Akuma. Dafka Shemaskle, Midofan Amtsoy, Mahalach HaPnei Kol Asukah, Adapesa, slices it in the middle. Mamish, there are no three walls and anywhere. It's only two walls here, two walls there. But the other way around, it goes this way, and it's seven tefachim in there, then it's good. Then it's good. That's three tefachim. Now the last eight narrow lines. V'hecha davir o'apsul, en malchana p'nei kol ha'sukah, go on the ikah b'emtza sukah, gimel al-gimel avir abra 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 apostle, and mimenu v'yadadof anem tzoy k'deich shesukah, ha'kol kosher, for sure. That's for sure good. Okay? Then he says, even mashiyotze l'chutz l'garmeh, hold about kol mechuba l'shir echshe sukkah, where the kipsaliotzim in a sukkah, the nita below tfanis. See the word below tfanis, says Yochanan. No walls. No, that's a chiddush. No walls, which that we saw earlier. Okay. The efshe, afilu ein kadesh hechshe sukkah bimenu, ad tofanam tzoi. It's only six tvachim until you get to the gap of 3x3 or 4x4. Nonetheless, but starfim zeh le kadesh hechshe sukkah, and avir psul chosin me'acha, Shehakosher mischaber yachad derech atzdadim. That's a shayl and Tosfos. They're not sure. That's Tosfos number one. Tosfos number two. Ilu ikos chach posel pochos me'arba v'avir pochos migimul ma'ik sheira. The ein ba'avir shir lipsul. The ein mischach posel shir lipsul. Ein mitzdar from zem zem lipsul. Kedlo shavish yurai lahadadi kidarmina. Right? It's not shir shir. Good. So far so good. Umiu. Hechadika shnei tfachim schach posel, ushnayim shel schach posel, vavir mafsik beneim pochus migimel. Right, two posel, two avir. Ika the sepuke im shnei apsulim mitzdarfan leabo lifsol es hasuka. The shema came and avir mafsik beneim lo mitzdarfi. Oh no, shema came and ein vavir gimel mitzdarf. Miu, hechad the lekav apsulim dalid. Vavir pochos migimel mafsik beinei, I give the example. What's the example I'm giving you? 1.5 puzzle, right? Rabbi Osi said 1.5 puzzle, and then 2 avir, and 1.5 puzzle. So the sum total of 2 plus 3 is 5, right? 2 1.5s. Tosa says, Ein avir mashlima l'arba b'mashe, what's the dalet? B'mashe nechshavu kisos u'machmas lovod. Why? Lo'armina lovod l'achmir. Oh, 4 words heard around the world. Lo'armina lovod l'achmir. Fine. This is what Tosa says. Comes up Akiva Ege. I don't understand the Tosfos. Manashach. If you hold lavud, then you have 5. And if you don't hold lavud, you can't. It's all puzzle. Why? Because the Gemara said explicitly that if you chesam and aleph, the only way to combine it is if you hold yesh lavud miemsa. So make up your mind, Rabbi Osai. Either you hold from lavud or you don't hold from lavud. Can you have it both ways? Can you have it both ways? Is that possible? Have it both ways? It's a rhetorical question. Can you have it both ways? So we spoke about this on this particular kasha. The stipler gave 2 terutzim. Simon Yud Gimel. His first test, he said, Bialduso, is yes. Can I have it both ways? Yes. Have your cake and eat it too. Yes, love it and no love it at the same time. Who said so? The Rashba. Rashba, yeah. Erev Minav Tezayin. What was the case over there? He had a wall, you know, going this way. So you had a string at the 3 tefach margin, 4 tefachim empty, and you have a string at the 7 tefach margin, and at the 10 tefach. So there's 1 at 3, there's 1 at 7, and 1 at 10. Lovin strips, but there's 4 in between. That's not where you get your lovin strips in there when you buy them for your canvas hooker. 3, then the 7, and then the 10. That's called Omer Merubi Shtei Ruchas, a Shal Negamah. So the Rashman there in the Suga Erev after Zion, in that particular case, he has the following kasha. You have 4. There's only 3 in between, between 7 and 10. And from 10 to Shemayim on top. So it's a club. You know what he says? No. Osi Avir is only when it's straight air. Here, this string at 10 breaks it up. String at 10 breaks it up. Rabbanu Shel Olam. If we consider from 7 to 10 to be closed, there is no string at 10. So the Rashba, no. We consider from 7 to 10 to be closed up in order to make a mechitza of 10 tefachim high. And then we consider it to be open so that the mechitza at 10 can cut off the avir da hagisa. You can have your keg and eat it too. That's the Rashba. The Rashba would be alduso. Not bad. Okay, not bad. Then he says, wait a minute. Tosis is only mesupak if you say lovet to mitzarev the 2 extremes. Right? That's one possibility. The Kivegas Kash is based upon that. Well, no. We consider the Avir to be closed, but out of Tziruf. Either Stima is just theoretical. It's not Ksheref or Schach. Doesn't matter. It's not Mitzaref to the Schach puzzle. So Avir, Pogos, Megimel is okay. It's not Shira Shavit. This is what the Amik Brochas is the same thing. That we say, you don't say lovud that they came close to each other. Do they came close to each other? You don't have a shear at 10. You don't have a shear. So you have to say they didn't come close to each other. They still stay where they are. But Sama gets closed up visually, you know, virtually, I should say. That's the shayla. That virtual closing, is that mafsik or not mafsik? Oh, that's as far as this is concerned. But as far as a lovud lahachmir, Rabbi Osai, give a quick look in the mitzpeh eson. The Mitzpeh Eson. Take a look. Now, if you're Zion, you'll find it in the Yalkut Mefarshim. You're telling me I ain't love of the Hachmer? I have riots all over Shas that we do say love of the Hachmer. It's page test, column 4 in our Yalkut. Koshali Mishabas Kuflamet Ches. Right? Yesh Begagat Tevach. Opochus mi gimel samel gaga teva aser pshita darmina lovet al kaparim nyan diachashvina leit kesamuch afla hachmir Shabbos taf hey ksubas afla men aleph goes to all of Shas. He quotes the Korban Asano. The Korban Asano says blarmina and lovet al hachmir beemtza, only beemtza. Why beemtza? Should the pligi be ravacha ravina Kaimalan Kemekil. Feheka the Ika Kula Amalovid, Feki the Khumra, Loama. So a law reminds me we said before, you have it both ways. Koshali have a tray kula the sasana dodi osakelu rasha. Powerful words based on the Gemara in Eirim and above. Sakar less than the Mekel Makla Kula Veheka the Pligi. That's the mitzvah's kasha. So number one, we had the stipler who said from the Rashba, no, he's not considered to be a Rosh. And the Korban Asanel didn't just say it's Stam Kacha. He said it based on a Sma. The Sma said, whenever Avachav Ravina argue, it says in Chulin, that we always go to Kula. It means the Kula says the Sma in both directions. He's the only case where they find, but totally different case. Shechita Shein Aruya. So Shechita Shein Aruya, the Sma Shin Nun, would not be considered a good Shechita to be Mechayiv Yudal Vehei. Okay? On the other hand, we say Shechita Shein Aruya is a good Shechita on Shabbos to make the Shechita Kshera. Someone Shechita on Shabbos, etc. So the Stira, we make it on both. Truth to be told, that's not a perfect paradigm, at least for our case, because in those, you're two separate cases, you make it both. Here, it's the exact same case, you make it both. Have it both ways. So that's not a perfect precedent. I think the Rashi's precedent is better, but I just want to give you some of this discussion. Yes, sir?
Is the
Mitzvah
Yevtan saying that if you use the Kula Be'etzel, you're called a Rasha?
No. Either Kula is okay, but to use both Kulas at the same time, that's a tie to the Sasri, so you call it a Rasha. Now that could be said in two ways. If you're inconsistent in two different occasions, maybe that might also be considered to call the Rasha. Or if you're inconsistent in Minei Ubei, you know what this comes up? Rabbi Hosai, not for today's shiur at all. Davening, exactly. Look at that famous Russian brachas about Plaga Mincha, Ovid Kamara, Ovid Kamara, Ovid. So it seems to me, the way I learn Pshat in that Rosh, he's only Mekel B'Shas Atchak to be inconsistent in two different days. Because that's the case of the Gemara in Erevin. In two different cases. But Minei Ubei, Tata the Sasri, with same day, there's no cool in the Rosh, nor in the Mishnah Berurah, but that's not for now. Okay, just to remind me there, that's exactly the perfect precedent for this concept. But again, we can't get involved in this discussion right now. I just want to end this part of the Shia, this part of the of this Shaila, with a little bit of brisker Torah. A little bit, we like to be sort of a brisker yeshiva, so you have like a little bit, just a little taste. Reb Chaim. This is Reb Chaim is a long piece which we actually made copies of. Everybody had it. So when it's just the first part of Reb Chaim, and then in the last discussion which is coming up next, we'll discuss the rest of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is the following kasha in Perakei in Hilchos Sukkah. Rabosai. The Gemara Daf Yud Ches says the only way to be machshir the sukkah is we say yesh loved b'yemtza. You have to have loved. The problem is, Rabbi Osai, how does this jive with the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches? So we already spoke about Yud Zayin, we already spoke about Yud Ches. Now you finally go to Yud Ches. Okay. This is our last sugya. What is the end of Yud Ches? Rabbi Osai, we had this psal yotzeh, so we had four different ukimtas. Okay, we just spoke about one of them. Okay? So the last one. Schach posel poros mishlosha besukkah katana umayotzi yotzi mitorah sukkah. Maske flerav oshia lohi ela avir vavir poros mishlosha tfokhan besukkah katana mi posel. That's the Gemara over here on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Says Rashi lohi ela avir Upshita de kosher, dafilu avir acham mimenu, ein apostle bishir zem. Lesson four tvachim. Wait a second. But if the only reason it's kosher is because of lavud, we don't understand the Gemara. Because of Chaim assumes it's a davar pashut, that lavud only works when there's a gap. When something's in the way, we don't say lavud. That's how most poskim assume. Chaz nishta. There's a fact pick about that. The prima gana says a beferish. B'mamoshes mafsek lo shayach lovud dafka b'avir shalom. End quote to the prima godem tovish lamed beis gimel. Nu, so what's going on over here? Says Reb Chaim. Typically, what? Come on, finish next two words. Tzvei dinim. There's halacha l'moshe mi Sinai, and there's lovud. Oh, The Rambam writes, Tzilsimu Mechamsas Toli Bekola Sukkah. Halachal Moshe Mishinai tells us that Gimel Tvachim is considered a separate place. It's not mitzarif with the rest. Therefore, it's mafsik that passes. Less than three Tvachim is mitzarif and it's kosher. That's din number one. Okay. That's Halachal Moshe Mishinai about the Tzilsimu Mechamsas. You have to have Tzel Sukkah. There's another din. A sukkah requires walls. If there's three Tvachim of Avir, there's no connection, no tzirif to the walls. Less than three, there is tzirif to the walls. So Lovin itself will not work. Why? Because even though Lovin is Sosum, it's not considered to be Schach. It doesn't give any shade. But Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai at the Shira Posel is three Tvachim. So if Ein Lovin be Emsa, why is it possible? Because there's no Tfanis. That's a Gemara Dafyut Chesam and Alf. If Yesh Lovin be Emsa, so it has walls, but still there's no shade, then the Gemara is comparing it, this Avir, with Tzchak Posel, with respect to what is the shear of Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai. That's the question. That's enough, your testament, Aleph. Adkan Divrei Reb Chaim Brisk. So far, so good? Having said this, this brings us to our final discussion for today, which is this Gemara, where the Gemara has enough, your testament, Aleph. Listen very carefully. And if you test them at Aleph, what's the Gemara saying over here? It's important to understand the Gemara. Very important to understand every word in this Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. Where we left off, the last three lines. No. Zem itstarif yishenim tachtov, v'zem itstarif v'ein yishenim tachtov. The Machlokos Rashi Matosos, which way does it go? Two different gersos, actually. Not for now. According to Rashi, we make a more by Tzchach Posel than Avir. You can sleep under the less than three or maybe four tefachim of Tzchach Posel. You cannot sleep under less than three tefachim of Avir. How do you sleep in such a small rain? We said you sleep sideways. On your side, you can squeeze the less than three tefachim. We have an example. Okay, fine. Tosfos wants to say the reverse. No, a different girsa. Take a look at the big Tosfos, right smack in the middle. Venerik is from the Garcinan. Hosam, not our girsa. Hosam avir mitzarif yishenim tachtov against Rashi beferish. V'zem yitzchak posel mitzarif ein yishenim tachtov. Okay, that's what it says. Aye, akashim sicha b'shpudin. Yeah, because you know what? Hechsh sukkah below avir below apsul yishenim tachtov of both. Be'bezeh. Ulochi nokat sukkah ktana. That's the original kashim with Rashi. What about sukkah ktana? Is there a case of ein yishenim tachtov? The problem is the Rambam left it out completely. He left out Eidah Shein HaTachlam completely, not in the Sukkah Gdol, not in the Sukkah Ktana, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Why do you leave it out? So, Reb Chaim, at some length, tries to explain why he left it out. And again, due to time considerations, we're not going to go into the entire pilpul over here. Just a little bit. Shulchan Aruch, we should take a look first a little in Shulchan Aruch, because it's Halacha L'maisa, Tov Resh Lamed Beis, Sif Aleph, he paskins like Rashi. Okay. Schach, posel, posel, b'yemtza, b'dal tfochem, pochus, b'dal ksheira, u'mutu lishan tachtem, yeah? Okay, that's how he begins, Tov Resh Lamed Beis, Sif Aleph. Okay. Then he says, if a dofan akuma ain't a shenu tachtov, that's a sukkah gedola, sukkah katana. There's only zayin al zayin. They beemtzah ben atzad begimel tzvachem psula. As we said before, that's the same shear of three. That's the mefurash gemara. It's quoted the halacha in the shulchan aruch as well. That's sif alf, sif beis, avir. Doesn't matter, Gdol or Ktana, Shovim, Bein Be'emsa, Bein Be'esad, Gimel, Trochim, Psula, Poros, Bein Gimel, Ksheira, U'mistarif, La'ashna, Masuka, Ve'ein, Yishenim, Tachtov, says the Rambo, Tachtov, Sholech, Al-Pnei, Kula, the Tosa says, Osu, Yesh, Bo, Kadei, Lamad, Bo, Rosh, of Rubo, as the Ran said, V'lavochi, Mutter, Do, Ein, Suka, Shein, Bo, Nekovim, Ktanim, that's the Ran said, the Ran thinks Rashi is right, that Ave Hashem Tara, it's only if it goes straight through. Otherwise, it's impossible. There's always going to be small pieces of Avir everywhere. As it says, one of these things possible, Schach Posel of Avir, Mafsek Asukal Shtaim, we saw in Toysvis, but if it's still a Shir, Mokam Echad, that's kosher. Avshem Yichutz, in Mechubal Amarat Stodim, as we saw in Toysvis, we make on each other, the two combined. Adkan, we just got a peek at the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam, as we said before, left everything out. Left it all out. And of course, the question becomes, why? Why? Oh. Says Reb Chaim like this. It's true, if you, to be machshir the sukkah, you require two dinim, as we said earlier. The din of lovut for the tfanis, and the halacha lemoshe misinai, that lesson three is not a makom b'fnei atzmo to mitzarv the schach kosher to make tzilsim b'mum mechamsa. That's to make it shouldn't pass the sukkah. But lish and tachtov, either will work. Either will work to consider that area to be tocha shel sukkah. But the Gemara on Daf Yutes was not discussing lovut. The Gemara is only discussing the issue of the second din, that schach posel, right, is considered like avir. That's what the Gemara is comparing the two. And when it comes to lover, you can't compare them. That's what Reb Chaim said earlier. You don't say lover when it's something in the way. So clearly your test is not discussing lover at all. So from the perspective of the halacha l'moshe misinei alone, the Gemara answered, ein yishenim tachtov. What then do you need? Psala yotze. Oh, remember, Rabosai, this whole Gemara is not real. The Gemara just came to answer Akasha. Rabbi says, yeah, we lose perspective. It's before Rabbi Chaim puts us back on our feet to look at the Gemara with the right perspective. Let's take a look. Start from the beginning again. Rabbi Shema, come on. We're reading together just a few lines. Lo Netzrael Eschach Posel Pochaz Mishlosha Pesuka Katana Umayotze Yotze Mitara Sukka. So the Chiddush of Psayotze Min HaSukka is this case. Master Rabbi Shema Lo Yel Avir. Who needs the Chiddush of Psayotze? It's no worse than Avir. Avir Pachas Mishloshet Tvarim B'Suk HaTanam. Mi Pasil? Answer to Gemara, no. No. From the perspective of our sugya, we're not discussing Lovet over here, just discussing of Aloch Moshe Sinai. You would have said, Zeh Mitzav Yishen HaTachdom, Zeh Mitzav Yishen. That's what you would have said. Kam Zlop Saliyosi, and said, it's not true. You can sleep everywhere. This was Pashim Shad in the Gemara. That's not really brisket. It's based on brisket term, but the punchline in the Gemara is very good. Pre-brisk, that the Gemara is saying, "What are you the chiddush of psaliyotze for?" It's pashut. Well, no, it's not pashut, but it's true because psaliyotze. So, would it not be for the chiddush of psaliyotze, there would be a case of ein yishenim tachtov. But now it's psaliyotze, it's yishenim tachtov. Both. So the Rambam left out the entire din of ein yishenim tachtov. Meridik. Only one problem is the Yerushalmi. If the only Shas Bavli, we could stop right here. We can really finish early. We'll finish Hadron Lach Talmud Bavli. Now we have a few more minutes about the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that's Tosfos Kasher and the Rosh is Kasher on both sides. Right? Take a look. I mean, you know, that's just to make it even, let's look at the Ran. The Ran is, you know, get a different perspective on the Sugya. We saw the Tosfos already a little bit. So the Ran. Where's the Ran? Let's take a look here. Page Chaf Hey. B'yishami Amina Behedja De Ba'avir Enish Enim Tachtov The Fichach Ikrin Shal Vrom Kedivrei Rashi. It's a Mefurashi B'yishami and Brachas. So Reb Chaim wants to say, here it's getting a little bit, you know, flighty. Reb Chaim wants to say, you know, yes, we said before Rooks Mishnah didn't love it. The Yerushalmi is a case where you can't say lovut. Why can't you say lovut? You always say lovut. No. Hachal b'mayaskina, Halacha b'Maaskinan, we have this Avir lesson to be Tfachim, which is adjacent to Schach Posel. It's adjacent to Schach Posel. So you're not Yoshin Tachas either of them, if not for the din of Lovad by Avir, right? You need Avir, Lovad, Schach Kosher. Now, the Rambam clearly doesn't hold that way. But the quant, the Rambam, Halacha l'maisa, the bottom line, is the Yoshin Tachas both Avir and Schach Posel less than the Shir. So nu, it's against Yerushalmi. Answer of Chaim is a non-brisker answer. The Yerushalmi go like the first three Ukimtas, we pass like the fourth Ukimta. Bavli against Yerushalmi. Still, why should we say the Bav is against Yerushalmi? What compelled the Rambam to say that? So he says as follows, and this is the last point. Rabosai, is a Gemara, Ukimta, and if you test him in Aleph, Ukimta number three. We already saw two with the wall sticking out. We just saw four. And now we're seeing three. Number one, we can't go into now. I just can't get involved in one. What's number three? Sukkah sheruba tzilsa rumu mechamsa umiyuta chamsa rumu mitzilsa ma'u datema dipozal bach purta kamash malon umayotze yotze meach she sukkah. As a matter of fact, as a shayla in Rishonim and in the Shulchan Aruch, if you have 7 by 7 of chamsa rumu mitzilsa, that might be freestanding. Right. Less than that, not. And the question now becomes, how do we treat Chamsa Meru Mitzilsa? Could be it's treated the same as Avir. Because after all, if it's very flimsy, it's like air. And the Hechsher comes from the remainder of the Sukkah. If that's the case, Avir should also be a Shein of Tachtov. If that's the case, the Yushalmi must be limited to a case where love is not Shayach. And Rashi will distinguish Chamsa removed mitzvahs of the psal yotze because it has some schach and yishenu tachta, as opposed to avir. Avir is totally air, is different. Rabosai, there's much more to be said. We're going to stop here. Okay, a little kapora for the last for sure. We went overtime. We'll stop under time. Tomorrow 9:30 will be the bechina b'siyata neshmaya, and I wish you all in advance. I'm going to have stuff on the bechina. I'm going to have stuff on your finals in the college.